something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, Attitude.
Praise the Lord. Would you turn to St. John's Gospel, chapter 3, begin reading from verse 22. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized, for John was not yet cast into prison. Now John the Baptist was ministering, he was baptizing people, and Jesus also had come to baptize. So Jesus was baptizing somewhere and John was baptizing somewhere. All right, now verse 25. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. You see, they were there when John said some things about Jesus after the baptism. He baptized Jesus. So they knew Jesus and John had met. They were there. And they heard the things that John said about Jesus. Now they find Jesus baptizing people too. So they come to John and they said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond the Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. So many people are coming to him. They're still in your show. Verse 27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. What an answer. Listen, we're trying to find out about the man John, his attitude. What kind of a man was he? I want to remind you that he didn't know Jesus as good as you do. The man was spoken to by the Spirit of God like he would talk to any one of you. That's the way the Spirit of God spoke to him. And said, the one on whom you see the Spirit of God descend on him like a dove or in the form of a dove, the same is he that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That's all. And he knew by prophetic revelation who Jesus was. He didn't know him from anywhere else. It was prophetic revelation. So he could have been in competition with Jesus. He could have been upset to say, come on, man, you're not supposed to be baptizing. I'm the Baptist. I've borne witness concerning you already. You just go die for them if that's you. I'm the Baptist. Why didn't he do that? He said, let's read his words again. Verse 27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Oh, I like that. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. I like that. Attitude. Your attitude can determine, can define your fulfillment in life. There are people who are never fulfilled. Not because things have gone wrong, but because they have a bad attitude. He said, look, my joy is to hear the bridegroom's voice. He said, the one who owns the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom rejoices to hear his voice. He said, my joy therefore is fulfilled. I'm okay. I'm glad. Are you not the drama? The TV never shows your face. You just keep drumming and it's only the soloist that they show. Aren't you the drama? Why can't anybody see your face? And yet you're the best drummer. Say, look, I helped make that music work. My joy is fulfilled. What is your attitude? It matters what you're looking at in your life. The things that make us unhappy in life. The things that pain us. Sometimes we even develop the attitude of the man Haman in the Bible. Do you remember Haman in the Bible? Who had become so great, he was next to the king because the king promoted him. And every time he passed by, everybody stood up because Prince Haman was coming through. But there was a man who never bowed to Haman because he was a Jew. And that man knew the wickedness of Haman. His name was Mordecai. And when Haman noticed that the guy never bowed to him, he thought about what he was going to do until some friends came to him and said, have you noticed that that man Mordecai never bows when you pass by? He said, I thought so. Just wasn't sure whether or not it was because of me or something else. They said, it's you. Every time you pass by, he doesn't. The rest of us will bow except Mordecai. What did Haman say? His pride was hurt. He couldn't take it. His pride was hurt. He couldn't take it. He said, look, to deal with Mordecai alone is a disgrace for me. I'll finish up with all his people, his uncles, his cousins, everybody, all his friends, everyone that's associated with him. And he went forth to do it. But God stopped him in his tracks. Why is it that sometimes some of God's children take up the attitude of Haman? There's someone who doesn't greet you. And that thing cannot leave your mind. Every time I come, he can't see me. He acts as if I'm so small. Until you are so upset one day, am I so small you can't see me? Did you lose anything? Why did you care? If the guy doesn't greet you, he doesn't make you less than you are. You go ahead and greet him anyway. I mean, try to be nasty and say, good morning, no. Well, don't get nasty. Just be nice. Be yourself. Don't care about those things. Have the right attitude. The right attitude. Ask yourself a question. If God didn't bless me like this, would I have been anybody to be seen? Why should I care? That's the way you should think. It pays when the Spirit of God corrects us about our attitude so that we can walk right. You still listening? So you come to a point in your life where you don't care about those things. They just don't matter. You develop the right attitude. When the wrong attitude shows up, kneel it. Get it out of your life. And when you act correctly, you have the right attitude, God will continue to promote you. The Bible says, God resists the proud. He elbows the proud. The more they try to rise by themselves, the more he elbows them. He resists them. They think it's someone else that's resisting them. No, it's God. He resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The humble just keeps moving forward. But the proud, you know, they can, I mean, I'm something, you know, they can't understand. But God looks at that humble fellow over there and exalts him. God's promotions cannot be forced by human beings. And when it's God who's promoting you, it doesn't come with bitterness. It doesn't come with anger. It doesn't come with jealousy. Are you listening? The right attitude. I know where I'm supposed to be by now. That is not from God. Who told you you're supposed to be somewhere? No, the race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. What makes you better than someone else? I know where my mates are talking. Really? Some are talking in prison. It's true. I know where my mates are. See, because I'm here. What? God resists the proud, but he gives grace. I have seen people with abilities unable to move. Why they are grumbling and getting angry where they are, but they have so much abilities. They know, others know that they have abilities. But as they move, God says, mm-mm. Why? Pride. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send a mail to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy VI, 18 TY Danjuma Street, Dudolu Estate, off Ligalia Yorinde, Victoria Island, Lagos. Worship with us on Sundays, first service 7:15 a.m. or second service 9 a.m. Wednesdays 6:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.